Welcome to another session of Beyond Clean with Dave. Today you will be listening to a presentation presented live at the Florida School Plant Managers Association Conference, which was held September the 26th, 2018. Dave Thompson is your presenter and will be presenting from Mike Ward's book, Who Swings Your Mop? The title of today's presentation, How to Be a Rockstar Custodian. Let's join his presentation in session.
This is Dave Thompson. He's the director of the Academy of Education for Gem Supply. And truly, you'll be very, very amazed. He's a wealth of knowledge. So, Dave, I'll let you take it over and talk about yourself.
Well, now, how do I follow that? A wealth of knowledge. That just means I'm old. If you've ever seen one of my pictures, my promo picture was taken about 5 years, there was no hair up here at all. My wife doesn't like this. She said, how long do you let it grow? I'm like, well, until I can go like this. They always say I have this wealth of knowledge, you know? Remember the commercials, you know, that guy sitting there stroking? I had never got it that long, so we'll see how long I can get it. Anyway, thanks for being here. I understand we're running a little late, so I'm going to kind of not go through some of the pleasantries that we usually do because we're behind already. All right? So I hope you're here for the right reason. You know, the thing about it is I've been a custodian, gosh, you know, I hate to say it this way, for over 4 decades. Kind of hurts. How many people have been cleaning for 40 years? Two of us? Gee, that's my boss, so hey, we're in the same group. How many people have been doing it for 30 years? All right, 20? 10? Five or less? Okay, so we got a good group. How many people have cleaned a toilet in that time? Somebody says, no, I hadn't cleaned a toilet. I can't count how many a toilets I've cleaned. You know, the thing about it is we've all cleaned floors. We've all swept halls. We've all cleaned toilets. We've all washed windows. And what do they call us? Come on, this is a participation. I'm not going to do all the talking.
Janitor.
A toilet cleaner.
Toilet cleaner. Come on.
Housekeeper.
Housekeeper. General Flunky. Hey, you.
Maid.
Do they give you any respect?
No.
That's our fault. Uh-oh. Everybody quieted on that one, didn't they? You know, the thing about it is we're the ones that have to demand the respect. They're not going to give us what we don't demand. Eh? Boy, what did they go do? Did y'all go to sleep or something? We have to get the respect, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So, how to be a rock star custodian. I'm going to start. I said I'm going to. Come on, here we go. I've got a superpower. Did you know that? I got a superpower? I'm a custodian. I got a superpower. What's yours? Has anybody seen the people that clean the windows with the Superman cape and the Spider-Man suit?
Yes.
No, I don't have one of those. That's not my superpower. All right, that's not my superpower. But I am going to talk to you. This is from a book from Mike Ward. I'm going to let him talk with you here in just a minute. He's got 30 years as a custodian. He works up in Colorado. So because he can't be here with us, he's going to actually talk to you for just a
minute.
Whoop. Hang on.
And learn what it takes to be a rock star going through.
Hang on. Quit, Mike. Replay.
Hi, I'm Mike Ward. Today we're presenting information from the Academy of Training Excellence and Dave Thompson. And you're about to learn from my book, Who Swings Your Mop? Let's look at the word custodian and think about what that really means. For example,
So you saw a picture of his book. I have his book here. I understand from talking to some people yesterday, they've already ordered it and started reading it. Thank you very much. I'm sure that Mike appreciates that. You know, I've been a custodian most of my life, probably all of it, and I never really had put things together the same way that Mike has. So I thought it would be a good thing to start with the letter C. And the first letter, C, talks about communication. Folks, I will tell you that this is one of the most important things in our job that we don't do. We basically work at night. We don't want to be seen. We don't want to be heard from. Leave me alone. Let me do my job. Am I right? Okay. How many people feel that way? That side of the room. You guys don't do that? No. The key is being successful at any level of work is communication. If you don't communicate with your teammates, with your managers, with your supervisors, you got a problem. Most custodians don't respond to data. You can give a spreadsheet of stuff and it's like Greek. For me, it would be like Spanish. Pardon me. I don't speak Spanish. Beyond that, they respond to great communication. So a great communicator is the first person that's going to get respect in the cleaning industry. If you do not communicate, nobody's going to respect you for what you do. So if I want respect from other people, I have to communicate. I have to talk. I told a gentleman one time, if words don't make a difference, then shut up. Obviously, I'm not the one that shut up. Okay, you guys can laugh a little bit. All right, there we go, okay. So you get a crowd of people like this, and I'm not gonna read you everything up here, folks. You guys can read. I'm not one of those people that read the slide to you. But you know what? How many people have had this where at the very last minute they said, okay, we got this group of 500 people coming in. You need to set up the auditorium for them. And you've already got your schedule of all those things that you're doing, right? Who lacks in communication? Who was lacking in communication? Come on.
Administration.
But you know what? Let's not blame them. Let's ask. When that happens, let's find out why it happened. Let's not just assume that we should just roll with it and let it go. Then that's our fault too. So we can't lay blame always on somebody else. We have to take the blame as well. Especially if we let it continue to happen to us, correct? So, I apologize, I can't walk around through here, so. And I'm not one to stand right in one place, because that way not everybody can see. Calendars. We found out long time ago that calendars were a great thing to have. We could communicate that non-verbally, right? Communication isn't always by what we say, it's by what we print. Today, what do we all have on our hip? Cell phone, text. So there's all kinds of different ways to communicate. This is just one of them. Pictures also communicate things as well you can use. Let's go on. Wait a minute, did I miss one? No, you. You. No, we're not talking about all of you, sorry. Utilize resources. How many resources do we have today? Well, this is one of the big ones, right? I can go to Google and find out how to strip a floor. I can go to Google and find out how to clean a toilet. I can go to Google for, well, a lot of things that I really want to talk about today. Right? So what else is our resources? What other ones? Don't forget the power of networking with other custodians. What are you doing this week at the conference?
Networking.
You're networking. I can tell you that as I have classes every week, I have people from all over the world, literally. And I can guarantee you, what I say and I have in a class is only about half of what people can take away. It's that communication with everybody later that really gets things going, right? What's another thing? Don't be afraid to ask questions. This is a problem with most custodians. right? We're quiet. If I don't say much, you hear that guy over there? I gotta talk loud to get over that guy over there. And you know what? That's not a problem for me. He carries more than a club. Yeah, I know. He's got a badge to carry whatever he wants to. But you see, the thing about it is, nobody gave me the right to tell me I can do what I'm doing. Let me tell you, I only have 1 year of college, and I left college with a D-. So why am I doing this? Why am I here? Why have I been 40 years in the custodial business? Because I said I can. And I communicate, I utilize the resources that are out there. In some cases, I build my own resources because they aren't there. We are frontline custodians, right? Nobody in this industry gives us our job, gives us the right to do. We have to make that for ourselves. So if I'm going to be that rock star custodian, I've also got to understand that we're in the service business. You're in public education, service to others. If you don't understand that you are there to service the people in that building, you're in the wrong profession. You're in the wrong place. Now, if you're in industry, that might be a little different, but you're in public education here. That's not what's going to work. Why? We're in service to others. It is what we do in public education. Correct?
Yes.
It might be protecting the lives of those kids that are walking in there by just simply, what?
Wiping down a doorknob.
Now his introduction was, do you hear what my mantra is? I am a janitor. I don't have any problem with that. But I also save lives. If you give me half a minute, I'll prove that to you half an hour later. Did you catch what I said? Give me a half a minute, I'm going to take a half an hour. Because I'm happy about what I'm doing. I'm proud of that doing. I'm servicing other people. I guarantee you, it's nothing to hang your hat down and go, Instead of looking at being interrupted when you're cleaning a classroom. How many people have been interrupted? You're cleaning the classroom, you got it going down. The boss says you got 6 minutes to clean the classroom. It's not a hassle. It's a way of giving. You ever thought about that? What am I giving to that person that interrupted me? A bad attitude? If that's what you're giving to that person when they interrupt you, I can guarantee you that's exactly, and everybody knows what I'm going to say, what you're going to get back. Mom told me a long time ago, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. There's where I'm going at. How many people know what this feeling is here? See the gentleman? Where's the feeling? Warm, loving, caring. These are our future. These are the kids that we're there to service. Why do we do what we do? Because we can feel good about what we do. How many people like being a custodian? Thank you, everybody. I have no problem with it. Problem is society, has bastardized the word. They have a different meaning for it. Anybody know what the true meaning of custodian is in the dictionary? Of what? Caretaker of something valuable. Who's valuable here? You got it. All right, so let's move on to T. I can guarantee you, and I can only talk about myself, folks, it's not because I'm anything great or wonderful. It's because I can't talk about you. I don't know you that well yet. By the end of the conference, I might. Take ownership. If you talk like this, kind of looking down and can't make eye contact, kind of have what I call from, you know, I'm from Missouri, from the Midwest, we call it a mealy mouth. Everybody knows what I'm saying there? Kind of, you know, you're kind of really not sure about what you're saying. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I think we cleaned the toilet. Is there something else you really want me to do? Is that taking ownership?
Not at all.
No. I can guarantee you, whenever I walk in and I make a statement, I am a janitor, I save lives, that's a pretty bold statement. You better be able to stand on 2 feet and back that word, those words up. If I don't, what have I done to everybody else? If I make a statement like that and I can't back it up, what have I done to the rest of you? I've just damaged your reputations. Nobody's going to get any respect. I can guarantee you, I demand respect. I get respect. And that's because I take ownership of what I do. Now, you got to back that up, like I said, right? So, it's okay to make a mistake. I can tell you, in 40 plus years of doing this, I've made plenty. And I probably, I'm not going to tell you where every one of them is. We don't have that much time today. You ever felt like, you know, I found this picture, you know, and you've heard chuckling already. Paint yourself in a corner. Oh man, I'm like, you know, I was there, was doing these Walmart stores back in the 80s, and I'm the owner of the company. I set everything up. That was back in the day when they locked you in and you cleaned the floors, you locked in all night. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, you run out of product. Ouch. You just go, I made a mistake. Now, if you continue to make the same mistake, now that's a whole nother thing. But don't be afraid of that. Just learn the art of fessing up and move on. Don't try to cover that up. We've got several classes over this afternoon and tomorrow. We'll talk more about that as we go. But here this morning, I want to just say, this is where ownership starts. Why? Here. Ownership starts with me taking control of what I do and saying, you know what? I messed up. When you do, don't play the blame game, because that's not taking ownership. Stay away from that's not my job mentality. Oh, can I talk about that one? I am not a fan of zone cleaning, all right? Just to kind of tell you that. I have seen zone cleaning so bad that in the hall, there was a dirty line right down the middle of the floor because neither one of those people would touch the other person's area. Are you kidding me? Public education, they definitely didn't understand what we just said, right? You have to take ownership of what you're there for. And playing the blame game is now saying it's somebody else's fault. Somebody else didn't do this. Have you ever stopped to notice where these kind of people end up? Now tell me, nobody has seen anybody like this, right? You don't know anybody like that. Where do they end up?
Usually.
You'll like some other pictures we got up here in a little bit. Usually in the class of the lazy janitor. And this is the reason why society out there looks at us as just a janitor. There's nothing wrong with being a janitor, but never, ever tell anybody that you're just a janitor. You understand what I'm saying? Words make a difference. Janitor is great, but just a janitor means you're right here. Right? You're one of those lazy janitors, and don't raise your hands, please, no. Because, you know, that person might, no, nobody here has ever been in that category. But it's probably not this guy. Probably not this guy. I mean, look at the expression on his face. I wish I could punch that one up. My other computer, I can punch that up and get zoomed in. I mean, this guy's in charge of what's going on. What kind of, what is he communicating?
He takes pride in what he does, he likes what he does.
And everybody darn well knows it, right? There's no question. Take responsibility for your actions, understand the importance of taking ownership. That, you know what? I did also like the fact of where it's at. Anybody catch where it's at? Booker T. Washington. Pride. I'm out of school. I take ownership. When custodians become problem solvers, I can tell you what, as long as I've been doing this, hey, I'm just right along with the rest of you. There were some times where in my early days, you know, I was just a custodian. And then somewhere along the line, I'm like, wait a minute. How many custodians have got a rig roll of keys? Yeah? I guarantee you, you ain't just the custodian anymore. You got control. You got power. I will tell you this. I started my career as a custodian in northeastern Colorado, Consolidated School District. When the principal come in and said, hey Dave, I need you to come out of class. I'm like, oh crap. You know, I'm in trouble now. He has this roll of keys. He says, I understand that you know where this roll of keys goes. How to use these. To this day, I still don't know why I did, but I did. He says a custodian had an accident, broke both legs. We need you to start cleaning the building. What's in it for me? He said, I'll get you out of study hall. I said, try again. I'll get you a passing grade in Spanish. I've been cleaning ever since. People who take ownership will likely move up the ranks. The day that I grabbed those keys and started cleaning the building, do you know something that happened? All of my classmates suddenly wondered, what the heck is going on? Dave's got keys to the buildings.
You're the man.
I'm the man. I took ownership to that building. You see what I'm saying? Take what is given to you. Take the ownership. Where am I at today? I'm speaking to you about what's happened in my life, hoping it will help you to do some of the same things. I now make a career out of education. My dad says that's kind of unusual since I almost flunked my first year of college. I hated education. I barely made it through school. And now what am I doing? You see what I'm saying? You take ownership, you move up the ranks. It's not only a great way for a custodian to take ownership of his or her building, but also put you in the class of a professional member of the staff that has an impact. You have an impact on that school. If you're not there, what happens? Tell me, what happens?
They get lost.
How are we going to deal with all the trash? I mean, all the way from the people in the office where their Chinese lunch from, is still there 3 days later in their trash can. What happens if you don't empty the trash? Then the cockroaches come in and have fun. And on and on and on. We're important. Let's keep on going. We're down to O. Optimistic. You know what? Negativity in the custodial profession doesn't have a place. If you're a supervisor, we'll talk about this tomorrow when we go into the supervisory section. But how many times have you heard something like this? I have to set up 100 chairs, I have to tear them down, and I won't be able to get my other area done. I can't, oh boy. How many times? 100 times a day. Well, you may, I mean, and stuff like this, correct? I mean, why are we hearing this? This is our job. This is what they're there for. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard people say, "What are you talking about? I got to go in there and clean up the dirt. I cleaned that up yesterday. Why can't they pick up the trash?" This is my job. Dirt is my life. If it's not dirty, I don't have a career. I love dirt. Mess it up. Papa needs a new pair of shoes. I don't care what. Come on. Be optimistic about it. What's the problem with a little dirt? I grew up on a farm and a ranch. You want to see some really nasty stuff? Your kids don't know nothing. Wait till you try to clean up a pig and... Oh, wait a minute. You like that picture? There's the janitor-minded person. I told you you'd like that picture a little bit later, didn't I?
Seen it.
I saw that yesterday. No, you were here yesterday.
Take a break.
Huh? Take it or break, yeah. I'll never forget the university they went to, and they had me going around checking all the vacuum cleaners and making notes. And I found somebody like this under the stairs in the back closet where the dead machines were. He had them surrounded around him. So you had to move the dead machine so you could find him. I actually got kicked out of the university because I reported that there was this person hiding. And the thing about it was, I went over and touched him because I didn't know if he was okay. I mean, really. Now, we've all had a good laugh over it, but here's the serious part of this. If you have people like this on your crew, what's happening? This is what people think of us. These are the people that are destroying the reputation that the rest of us have. We can't tolerate it. Don't be one of them. I'm kind of like that one yellow one here in the middle. I've got a colleague that says, "You know what? I really like following you around because you take all the arrows for me." I don't mind that. There's a few of us out there like that. But successful at our work, important. I'm going to change. I'm going to not be pessimistic. I'm going to be optimistic. It's always going to get better if I do something. I can't wait around for somebody else to do it, right? So those people that are going, "Somebody else needs to change this, somebody else needs to do it," that's the pessimistic side. Take ownership, that's not what they're doing, right? So if we want to be a rock star, we've got to be the one that's going to be this one here. You know what I tell everybody else? Man up and let's follow. Try to beat me, then we'll all succeed. You want to be a rock star? Come and join me. Be right along with me. Elbow to elbow. Let's go for it. On the other hand, there's plenty of people that will look at me and go, he's got to always be out in front. He's got to be the one in front. Well, come on. Let's get to it. You know, let's hook arms and be together. Why do some of us have to be out in front when we all could be? We all have the potential, just have to move on. Because here, it takes a great attitude, and it begins with optimism. What is he doing? Erasing the I am and making everything possible. My previous boss said, the answer is yes. The question is now, how are we going to get there? Right? So whenever that guy comes in and says, you got 100 chairs to move? Okay, we got a lot to get done. How are we gonna get it done? Would be the more proper response, correct? I can, I will, no problem. That is what should be in a rock star custodian's vocabulary. I can, I will, no problem, be glad to. I also add a couple little to it that Mike doesn't have in his. Join me. That's kind of the one I like. Let's do it together. I mean, we've all heard team, right? We'll talk about that in my second part this morning. We got a little different thing for teamwork instead. We'll change that a little bit. Positivity and optimism make for a happier life. You know, I moved down here from Missouri about 2 years ago. Some people asked me why I moved down here. I said, well, I'm not retired yet. I know I'm getting there. I'm not quite there yet. But I had a job opportunity, and there's one thing I wanted to do. De-stress my life. It's time that I got rid of some of the stress that I was feeling. I had a career change back in my 30s to de-stress my life. You see what I'm saying? Come on, this is what it's all about, right? Family, enjoying our time, being happy with what we're doing. I mean, I got a dirty toilet to clean up. I gotta do something for a living. Think about this at the end. We'll talk about something else a little later whenever you're doing that job. Okay, we got four more to go. What's our time? Where are we at?
Doing good?
Doing good? Yeah, you got 10:30 yet. You got another 20 minutes, but you got 15 minutes left. You're 5 minutes.
You, yeah. All right. Do I sound determined?
Yes.
No? Did I hear somebody say no?
I said the show.
Oh. If you're gonna be a rock star, I mean, what's your favorite music star? Come on, give me a name. I heard somebody say Chesney earlier this morning. I'm like, yeah, I think he plays a guitar. Somebody was saying a minute ago. Yeah. Mariah Carey. I mean, you can name a number of them. Do you think those people are determined? Why are they in front? Why are they the ones leading? There's plenty of people in the music industry, but you can probably name some of the big ones, right? Are they determined to do something? My question to you is, are you a determined custodian that usually would rather have a clean area or a clean school? Are you determined to leave that building better than you found it? Or just, you know, I got 8 hours. I'll get done what I gotta get done. Now, I'm not saying we all don't have our days. I can't really talk about some things I like to. My boss is sitting here, so I mean, you know, I can't really, you know, it's like, can't really let too many things out of the bag here. But we all have our days, right? You come in and it's like, I just don't feel it. Those are the days that are really going to challenge if you're determined or not. Whether it be an illness or whether it be something that happened, you know, at home. You know, they always tell us, right? Don't bring your baggage to work. My wife says, don't bring your baggage from work home. That's more my problem. I kind of am one of those workaholics. I work 24 hours a day. But these kids are there to grow. They're there to learn, and that's what's right for these kids. Take some time, stop, let people know who you are. These children, not always this age. How many people were high school? College? Oh, gee. Now I know why they were all saying, you know, it's going to be different, right? We communicate to those. I will tell you that management notices when we do these things, right? Don't do it so that management does notice. Do it for the right reasons, right? As you said, from here. I will tell you that it will make a happier life. If you do right by others, you know, I've always said my whole career is if I help others, I have nothing else to worry about. Everything else takes care of itself. Boy, he does get, I thought I was, darn. I think it's kind of interesting that he's over there preaching and here's a... But we do. We recognize certain symbols, right? I mean, you and I were talking about it. We know the guy that has the badge on over there. This gentleman started his career as a janitor. Do you think people gave him those stripes on that? No way. He was determined to have the ability to make a career grow, have an impact on people. School and the community works with him. Now what's he doing? He's going around reading from a book to kids. You're never too far in your level of where you are to go back and give to others. Never. I had the opportunity to go to a fifth grade career day. And I'm scratching my head going, okay, so what's a custodian, a janitor going to do to keep fifth grade kids at career day interested? What do you think you can do? Come on, folks. Get out of your box. Get out of that box that you're usually in. Has anybody ever done something like that? Get them to help out. Oh yeah, like fifth grader's gonna go and clean toilet. Oh, we don't want to do anything too drastic. Let's pick up some paper. Yeah, that would really be great. Mom would like them to pick up their shoes too. What did children do today? They're with an electronic device, right? So what I did is I found a system that takes water and salt and electricity and turns it into a cleaning chemical. You gotta think outside the box. We have technology that is coming to us. You go into the exposition hall, there's all kinds of technology over there. It's time for us to get with it, because that's what those fifth graders and fourth graders are looking at. So I took the time to put together a presentation, and you don't want to know something? I met three other individuals, and those three people there were impressed by what I did, and we started communication outside of that event. You never know what's going to happen when you go outside the box and do something for others with nothing for yourself involved. I had no idea. I did it 3 years in a row. Greatest thing, I want to do it again. You know why? It was not for me, it was for them. Those 50 graders, I was kind of working in that area because they're just old enough where they're starting to understand, they're inquisitive, and they would pay attention. A little older, they already know everything, a little bit younger, and they don't know what I'm talking about. Because someday, you might be this person. Don't be denied. Make a determined commitment to do more than just clean a classroom or a restroom. Mike Ward has a lot of great information in his book. I'm taking some of his information, putting it to what my experiences are. You know, him and I didn't know each other a year ago, but here he was doing the same thing I was in my old home state of Colorado. he put it into writing, and I'm saying, Mike, I just need to use some of what you're writing, put some of my stuff to it. That's why I'm very glad that he gave me the ability to use his book to do this with you today. Does anybody know the story behind this picture? You're shaking your head. Please go ahead.
I know this guy. This guy like make it the student happy. Like when he was so student like sad or something, he won't walk away and like start talking or.
There's many of these examples like this where the people have talked, the custodian has talked with them, and now this person has started social networking within. There's all kinds of this out there. Be that catalyst that helps these people grow. At whatever age, we've been showing pictures of the small age. Here's a college student, obviously on a basketball team. You never know when what you do every day can inspire somebody to be determined enough to go out and do. Every custodian should leave a mark. Kind of people, the kind of person that you are, leave, these are the ones that are going to talk about you years to come. I had the opportunity to go back to that consolidated school where I started with the keys I told you about. Summer school, of course, summer school there was three kids. My wife and I were on a motorcycle trip. I said, I gotta show you where it all started, because she didn't believe me. I said, gotta show you where it started. Walked in, she said, the lady that was teaching summer school, she said, yes, I know who you are. Huh. I hadn't been to that school for 25 years. She said, yeah. We've got your trophies in the case. We got your ribbons up there. I said, is that what you know me for? She says, no, I also understand that you cleaned. How in the world she knew it, I don't know. You never know when you're gonna leave the mark, because here's a gentleman, you know what? Who give him a second thought? What you think about, you bring about. Who are you going to be known for? What are you going to be known for? Who's going to respect what you did? Yeah, was that janitor? We caught him in the closet more than once. Yeah, he barely could get the job done. The kids hated him. They avoided him every time they saw him come down. Is that what you want to be known for? The rest of your life's probably going to be that way too. You can tell that's what there is. You ever seen these people that black cloud follows them everywhere they go? Oh, sorry. It's going to rain. Come on, we're in Florida. It's going to rain this afternoon, right? All right, we got three left. What did we just say? What you think about is what you are. This goes back to your integrity, right? How much integrity is there in your department, in who you are, what you're doing? How do people look at it? Well, you know what? They see you this way, right? They see you with a backpack vacuum or your upright machine or whatever it might be, and this is what they see. But the people that have strong moral principles, have determination, have a positive attitude, these are the people that are doing the right thing. This is their mindset, correct? You don't just do that and then go out and be a murderer. Well, not normally. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. You do this even when nobody's looking, right? How many times is somebody watching over us doing our job? Most of the time, we're doing our own thing. Nobody's really watching too much of what we're doing, right? But when somebody peeks around the corner, do you want to be like the guy in the mop closet with a broom over your shoulder in the corner? You never know when, right? But you don't want to do it just because somebody might. You want to do it because it's who I am. People in a team respond better to a person of integrity, Because why? My friend that says, hey, you're the one leading all the time, you take the arrows for me, he knows exactly where I'm going to be. And he knows that anytime something comes up, I'm not afraid to be there. Because of why? I'm not afraid to fail. I cannot move forward if I don't fail first. I guarantee you that. I've been doing it for all my life. But who wants to be that guy walking down the hall with everybody giving him a high five? You know, I watch NASCAR racing quite a bit. You know what is really great is whenever somebody's won and all of the competitors, all the colleagues are giving them high fives, giving them all the accolades. That's the one thing about NASCAR I really do like. You know, there's a whole lot of other things too, but it's kind of a team, it's kind of a family. It's a group of people, they're all together. They're competitors on the track. They'll knock each other out in the last. You know, you know what I'm talking about. And Kurt Busch just said the other day, I don't know where that guy's head was because he pushed me right out at the last. That's the way it is. But yet, when they're off that track, they're all there to help each other. Do not go and bash one of those people. Everybody else is going to stand up for them, right? That's what teamwork, we're going to talk about teamwork and family work this afternoon. Talk about it this morning as well. It's simple. Be honest and trustworthy, no matter who's watching. Doesn't make a difference. I don't care who's watching, you're going to get me. I'm 61 this year. I'm pretty much the way I am. I'm still struggling to change some things. Because I recognize I have faults, and I'm the only one that can change those. But no matter who's watching, I'm going to make sure that they know I have integrity. Now, I can only talk about me today because I don't know you, so I don't want this to be a me show, but what I'm trying to say here is we, as individuals, have to take control of ourselves before you can affect the rest of everybody else. And as we do that to ourselves, then we can do that with everybody else. It will help your you personally and professionally. Because you know what? Those of us that are in this, I sometimes feel like I'm that hamster in the wheel. You know? I keep going and it just doesn't stop. I keep going. You just don't stop. It's just who you are. Doesn't matter what the situation is, that's what I'm going to do. We have two letters left. Analyze. Don't forget to analyze the situation. You know who you analyze first? Yourself. What am I doing? What is my situation? How did I impact those things? So, there's a great many things we should analyze. How we react to those is going to be the difference, right? I always say this, there's only one thing that's certain, change. If you're a custodian, I can guarantee you, it's going to change. It may be some of the same old stuff, but it's going to change. Be a good analyzer, be a critical thinker. Those people moving ahead, those people that are the rock star, you're going to be thinking ahead of everybody else. Why? You're analyzing why that happened and what you can do to better that next time. The most common and important things that you must analyze is what? I didn't put it up there, Mike didn't put it up there, but the first thing I say is analyze communication. Because usually, if you start analyzing communication first, you're going to find out that somebody isn't taking responsibility. And unfortunately, sometimes it's you. That's what I started with, right? When I said communication, if I start analyzing, it's usually me that's not communicating. I got to find out what I'm doing first wrong, and then somebody else. But I can't change every scenario. I can analyze it, and I can predetermine some things. Prior to something happening, maybe I can keep something from happening. being prepared before you walked in here today, I know that there's certain things that are going to happen. I have a backup of several different systems here in case something should happen. Because you know what? Something will. We're on our last letter, N. Nurturing. I love the way Mike put this together. The great thing, if you want to read all about this, you can get his book online. I'll help you get that. But nurturing. Now, these are some people. You can see a custodian is helping a child. They're showing a pet. You know, this is that feeling. You know, we're talking about people. We're talking about that feeling that's inherent in all of us. Here's the children. Grandpa sitting in the chair, reading to them. My wife was a paraprofessional at a school for special ed, but then whenever she wasn't teaching, got out of that, she went and started reading to the children. I said, why are you doing it? She says, because it makes me feel good. See? We all can do this. Be the custodian that takes the opportunity to do it. Don't leave it for somebody else. Be that one person. You know what? You can inspire other people to do things simply by doing yourself. You don't have to talk about it. People who consider are considered a nurturing person are also those people with a big heart. Just kind of goes hand in hand. We all know those people, and you may be one of them. I will tell you, this is one of my pitfalls. I'm not a cuddly type of person. I'm kind of one of those people that, you know what, you should know, be able to do it for yourself. But you know what, when I do see somebody that really is in need, I let all that go. We all have our shortcomings. We all know where we need to. This is my area. I need to be more compassionate. I need to be more understanding. A great character trait for custodians, which will not only get people to respect you, but will also move you towards being a professional staff member, is what we all should strive for. Ah, come on.
There's all kinds of great information that we're going to present to you in other presentations from my book, Who Swings Your Mom?
This is his book. We encourage you to go and buy it and read more about it. Our next presentation right after this is how to build a, I don't know how we termed it, I can't remember. How do we term it? The work family. We're doing both of these sessions this morning. We're also doing the same ones this afternoon. So if you can't get the next session this morning, you can pick it up later in the afternoon. Thank you for attending. Please fill out the form and leave it there at your table.
Thank you. Good day.